Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pipe. Now, today I'd like to look at an old cliché of a question, which Jordan Peterson is, of course, famous for looking at, which is social conformity, and specifically, would you have supported the Nazi Party in Nazi Germany? And I was inspired to write this, to do this, by a message that was sent to me. I put it in the thumbnail, in which a person said that in 1930s Germany, they could see me making certain policy recommendations to German chancellors. To which I responded, I doubt it. Being a contrarian, I'd imagine I'd oppose them. As you are the opposite and support the current orthodoxy, I'd imagine you'd support them as fervently as you support orthodox thinking today. Now, let's look at that that possibility. And if you want references, you will find all the references in my book, Sent Before Their Time, Genius, Charisma, and Being Born Prematurely. What are the kind of people that socially conform, and therefore whom we would expect to be Nazis in Nazi Germany, and equally to be communists in the GDR? The first is people who are just above averagely intelligent. People that are intelligent, this is associated with norm mapping. It's associated with looking around the world, noticing what the dominant set of values is, and forcing yourself to conform to and then competitively signal that dominant set of values. Therefore, intelligence within the normal range, I'm not talking about people that have outlier high intelligence, but people with intelligence within the normal range is going to be associated with social conformity. So a person that is reasonably intelligent at the moment, we would expect them to be basically conformist to woke, and if it's Nazi Germany, that same person would be conformist to the Nazi Party. The second issue is a certain aspects of mental instability. So people that are high in the personality trait neuroticism, that is to say, they are mentally unstable, they experience in particular anxiety and social anxiety, that is associated with extrinsic religiousness in a religious environment, i.e. it is associated with outwardly conforming to whatever the dominant religion is in your environment, and by extension, whatever the dominant ideology is in your environment. So again, people that are elevated within certain boundaries anyway, in anxiety, and particularly social anxiety, those people can be expected to strongly conform, outwardly anyway, to whatever the cult happens to be at any given time. The third, with regard to anxiety, is that people who are high in mental instability will go through periods of fervour, periods of certainty when they are under stress. And so if we're talking about Nazi Germany, and it was a period in which, of course, there was a lot of stress, a lot of unhappiness, a lot of people losing a lot of money and all this kind of thing, then you would expect people that were relatively high in mental instability to be easily sucked into things like Kristallnacht, to be easily sucked into a mob mentality where they could have a sense of certainty and have a sense of euphoria and have a sense that everything would be okay. So again, you can see that at the moment we have sound data on this, being left-wing, being liberal is associated with being mentally unstable in a liberal society, and in much the same way in an illiberal society, in a Nazi society, we would in much the same way expect being mentally ill within certain boundaries to be associated with high, very much conforming to Nazism. Then there are aspects of the dark triad traits. In this context, at the moment, we know that people that are high in narcissism, and which means that you crave admiration and people think you're wonderful, and people that are high in Machiavellianism, that is that you crave power and control, and those things correlate with neuroticism, because if you're neurotic, then you'll be fearful of everything and you'll want power and control, and also you'll feel terror about yourself, and so you'll deal with it by creating a false narcissistic self to make yourself feel good. But anyway, those two dark triad traits correlate with being with basically being woke, with being left-wing in our current situation, i.e. in a very left-wing society. So I would expect this to be reversed in Nazi Germany. I would expect it would be people like that would be Nazis in Nazi Germany. On the other side, at the moment, psychopathic personality, that is that you like danger, basically, and you just like being contrarian and difficult and offending people, that is associated at the moment with being alt-right. So again, I would expect that to be reversed in Nazi Germany. I would think that a lot of people watching this now are contrarian. They are accused of being whatever they are, you know, now. They would be avidly anti-Nazi in Nazi Germany because they would stand up against and be unhappy about whatever it was that was in that was dominating everything, because they would just react against that. The contrarian wouldn't allow it. And finally, obviously, it's autism versus empathy, or aspects of empathy. People that are high in autism, you're going to expect them to be in many ways non-conformist. They're like structure and order and things to make sense. And so whatever is presented to them as absolutely right and not to be questioned, they're going to react against and logically question it. And in a left-wing context, that's going to be woke. And in a Nazi context, that's obviously going to be Nazi dogmas. So it seems to me that probably the majority, I mean, there's going to be some people that will be left-wing in all circumstances because they are so high in individually oriented values. It's as though they will, you know, such as harm avoidance and equality, they will always be left-wing, even in a left-wing society. And they'll be too left-wing even for the government of that society, and they'll get in trouble. And there'll be some people that are so high in group-oriented values that they'll always be right-wing, no matter what the nature of society, even in a right-wing society. And the right-wing society will regard them as dangerous extremists. But in general, you would expect a lot of the people who are kind of a bit woke today would or conformistly woke today would be conformistly Nazi in Nazi Germany, and a lot of the people perhaps the drink at the Jolly Heretic who are contrarians today would also be contrarian in Nazi Germany. And so I think that's worth bearing in mind.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!